Left-wing pro-life activists, we dance on the grave of Roe v. Wade. By Katherine Hamilton on June 24, 2022. Left-wing pro-life activists celebrated the Supreme Court's Dobbs ruling on Friday by dancing on the grave of Roe v. Wade. Activists with Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, PAU, released a statement following the court's decision to overturn Roe and return the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures, saying big abortion's days of exploiting marginalized communities will end. PAU distinguishes itself from other pro-life organizations because many of its members contend they can be pro-life while also aligning with left-leaning policies. Today we dance on the grave of Roe v. Wade. Humankind is now one step closer to justice for the 60 million unborn victims of systemic state-sanctioned eugenic and profit-driven murder, PAU founder and self-proclaimed atheist Teresa Bukovnik said in a statement. All people are guaranteed equal protection under the laws enshrined in the 14th Amendment, including LGBTQ+ and BIPOC people, and those yet to be born. We demand that this existing constitutional law is enforced across all 50 states, beginning now, Bukovnik continued. PAU's director of activism Lauren Handy said the decision is just the start. Handy said, "Tomorrow, we begin the work of overturning outdated abortion laws that harm parents and children. We are coming for every state capital. In states where abortion is no longer legal, we will double down on our efforts to support vulnerable parents and families through mutual aid. And we will be at the forefront of the fight in blue states. Progressives stand up for the rights of the weakest in society. This is a monumental day for leftist anti-abortion activists and we are not going back." Bukovnik and Handy, along with other PAU members, have been protesting outside the Supreme Court and other D.C. buildings for weeks, first after they discovered the remains of approximately 115 aborted babies outside of a D.C. abortion clinic, and then after an unknown source leaked a draft opinion in the Dobbs case in May. The group continues to demand autopsies and an investigation into the deaths of five of the 115 aborted babies they discovered. PAU says those late-term aborted babies might have been partially aborted or killed after birth in violation of federal law. News of PAU's horrific discovery made its way to Congress. On April 5, more than 20 members of Congress sent a letter to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's D. office, as well as the D.C. Metro Police, demanding an autopsy and a full investigation into the deaths of the five babies. However, Bowser has stayed silent on the matter, and the D.C. Metro Police say the babies were aborted in accordance with D.C. law.